What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, it would seem, based on the overall positive reactions I got to the first episode, you guys are really enjoying this series. And I'm gonna have so much fun putting these stories out. Oh, this is going to be a blast. Why? Because men are no longer putting up with female disrespect. They're not doing it. Ladies, you've been warned, and it would seem that the day has come where more men are going on the offensive. Now, this article was sent to me by Heed My Warning. And it was published on the 11th of April. Target security guard punches customer in the face after she demanded, quote unquote, reparations. Oh, the insanity is on full display. Female insanity has been thoroughly broadcast all around the world. A Target security guard punched a customer during a confrontation that was sparked when the woman asked for quote-unquote reparations while at a checkout line with more than $1,000 in groceries, according to a police report. Yeah. This woman is batshit crazy. However, we have a society that has allowed women to become like this, overly entitled, and I'm just going to go ahead and break it down. Particularly when it comes to Black women, they have been allowed by the government to bully Black men for so long, now they believe that they could impose their will on everybody. Now, when it comes to non-Black people, they always have the race card to pull out. However, I think more and more non-Black people are about to give them that work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'm going to go off to the left for a little bit, especially with the amount of things that have been exposed when it comes to Black women. Oh, yeah. The Jamaica trips, the sipping paints, and the new Freaknik documentary. Oh, that's got a lot of Black women shaking in their damn boots. And I can't wait to give my opinion on that particular set of situations, because I'm going to culminate it all into one grand question. But back to this particular scenario. The ugly incident happened in October at the megastore in Blue Ash, Ohio, and began when, you can't make this shit up, Karen Ivory asked a cashier for their manager regarding the bill and reparations, according to a police report reviewed by the Post. The cashier alleged to authorities that Ivory brought up reparations several times during their brief encounter before the manager arrived, the report states. When speaking with the manager, the customer first asked for reparations and grew angry as she, quote unquote, walked aggressively toward the manager, according to the report. Yes, gentlemen, there is a video. Yes, you will see all of this. Now, you look at this behemoth. She's the type of Black woman that has been allowed to impose her will on Black men. Why? Because, first and foremost, she had these simp enforcers who, if a Black man were to actually stand his ground, they'd pounce on him like a pack of hyenas. And if that didn't work, she always had Big Daddy government. I find it extraordinarily, what's the word that, what's a good word for this? I find it rich, if you will. The same group of women who want to constantly tell black men that they need to fight against white supremacy are the same group of women that if a black man actually stands his ground against them, they will call the same white supremacy to put that black man back in line. Ah, talk about a circular argument if I ever had one. Quote unquote, Ivory kept berating her about reparations and her privileged life, the report alleges, as the patron kept walking toward the manager. That's when Zach Cotter, a loss prevention officer, intervened and asked Ivory to calm down and leave the store, the report states. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't tell a black woman to do a damn thing. Oh, no. Normally, that's when they would call the security or the police and say, hey, black woman, calm down, leave. Now, we all know if this had been a black, you know, security guard, she would have went to fisticuffs with him right off the rip. However, she tried to restrain herself because she knew there would be more consequences if she went against Zaddy. Yeah, I'm going there. But she allegedly began screaming at Cotter and followed him to his office. See that right there? When she started following him, that right there is when she stepped over the line. Why, gentlemen? If you have a confrontation with someone, never turn your back on them. Don't do it. When he tried to shut the door, Avery allegedly forced her way in and caught her through a punch, according to the report. Surveillance footage of the incident reported on by the Daily Mail shows the staffer punch caused the victim to hit the floor. Oh, so he threw a one-hitter quitter. Yeah, he gave it to her. After reviewing footage of the incident, authorities wrote that they determined that Ivory was the aggressor and she was placed under arrest. Quote unquote, Ivory was confrontational with officers on the scene and didn't want to explain her action, the report states. Now, she ended up going to jail for like a day and had to pay like a minimum fine. Why? Because they had to release the beast back into the community because they know she's going to continue to fuck up the black community. Women like that tend to not get held for a long time behind bars. Far too many cases of a lot of black women who do shit, but then they get out relatively quick. And we all know the reason why. But, all in all, there are far too many women like this running around society, running around willy-nilly, batshit crazy. But then when they do something, there are far too many people who want to come to their defense. Oh, maybe she was going through something. Yeah, it's called being batshit crazy. Well, he didn't have to put his hands on her. No, once again, never turn your back on people because you never know what they will do, especially if you don't see it coming. Now, insofar as the whole a man should never put his hands on a woman crowd, I firmly do not believe that. Once again, that is another one of those bullshit old school programs designed to brainwash men into not holding women accountable. Period, point blank. As boys, we're told never put our hands on a girl no matter what. And far too many women use that particular shield, especially when they know they have a group of hyena simping forces around. Oh, they have no problems. I've seen far too many videos of women just beating on men. The man does nothing. As soon as that man raises his hands to defend himself, that's when everybody else swarm on him. Yeah, nope, nope, nope. My stance is simple. You cannot be pro-equality and anti-ass-whooping. Nope, does not work. Hey, ass-whoopings are rated E for everyone. Yeah, that's right. Anybody can get that work if they put themselves in a position to where they need to get that work. And a woman like this, yeah, she needed to get that work. Because guess what? She's not going to stop. She would not have stopped. She would have attacked that man if he didn't go on the offensive. But hey, who am I? I'm just an average guy who sees the world for what it truly is. I see people for who they truly are. Now, let's go ahead and give this one a FAFO score, if you will. Just like the FICO score, we're going to give out a FAFO score. On a scale of 1 to 10, he gave her a one-hitter quitter, so I got to give this one a FAFO score of 6. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies, we are in a new society. We are. Like it or not, especially with the upcoming economic, events, things are going to get a whole lot crazier. And guess what? When you get a whole lot of a crazy, things going on, what do you think is going to happen when you decide to become crazy? Yeah, more and more men, those chains of restraints, they're going to break. That door that holds back that inner beast, yeah, some men are going to fling it open. And hey, you get what you get. You fuck around, you're going to find out. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of this particular FAFO file. Personally, I find it hilarious. I do. Because more and more women are going to get that, they're going to get that FAFO wake-up call. Hey, that's all I got to say about this one. It is what it is. And to you women out there, the power you think you have, that's going out. Feminism and society telling you that nothing's going to happen to you when you try to impose your will, that's going out right along with it. As you can see, there will be more cases of you fucking around and finding out the hard way. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.